Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying story is about the Grandiosa Isle Native Tribe, an ancient transcript that had been found from the 1400s. Hello, Moto. No. Hello, Wendigo. That's right. It's about to get spooky. We're about to find out what the hell happened to this small village, what they went through, and how did they survive, if they survived. Now let's get spooky. Property of Grandiose Isle Historical Community. Researchers have concluded the following text takes place between 1400 and 1420. Disclaimer: translation errors may be present. All text recorded by a Grandiose Isle native scribe. In the time of our ancestors, when the sun's gentle embrace was our constant companion, a peculiar and wondrous event unfolded upon our secluded island. For the first time in our memory, a strange white powder descended from the heavens, adorning our land in a blanket of unfamiliar softness. The air, once perfumed with the scent of blooming flowers and the salt of the sea, now carried a crisp chill that stung our skin. Our bare feet, accustomed to the warmth of the sandy shores, now met with the cool, powdery surface, leaving trails of curious footprints behind us. The world seemed to have transformed overnight, as if the spirits themselves had woven a new tapestry for us to behold. The trees, usually adorned with lush greenery, stood adorned in this strange glistening dust. Even the wildlife, once lively and playful, now moved with cautious curiosity, their usual chatter replaced by a solemn hush. The sky, too, appeared different, veiled in clouds that whispered secrets of this enigmatic phenomenon. In the face of this unexplained marvel, we, the people of our warm and secluded sanctuary, find ourselves in a desperate struggle for survival. The chilling cold has seeped into our bones, leaving us shivering and frail, our once cozy homes now a battle against the biting wind. The land that once provided abundant nourishment had turned barren, with every attempt to cultivate yielding naught but shriveled, frost-kissed remnants. Hunger gnawed at our stomachs, a relentless torment that echoed through our village, stealing away the vitality of our people. The game we once relied upon for sustenance had become elusive, as if the spirits themselves had turned their backs on us. Each day is marked by the ache of emptiness, a constant reminder of our dire plight. In the quiet corners of our homes, mothers whispered lullabies to children with hollow cheeks, their own bellies echoing the song of hunger. The elders, once a wellspring of wisdom, now wear furrowed brows, their worry lines etched deep into the burden of ensuring our survival. In this harsh reality, the falling mystery from the heavens serves as a cruel irony, a tantalizing promise of nourishment that remains out of reach. Each day, we pray to the spirits, beseeching them for mercy, for a reprieve from this unforgiving trail. Yet in the face of our struggles, we endure, find strength in our unity, knowing that the spirits test us in mysterious and incomprehensible ways. Next entry. In the depths of our collective dread, a nefarious specter has insidiously woven its tendrils around our once tranquil village. The relentless gnawing of hunger pales in comparison to the haunting shadows that have settled over our people. Men, women, and the innocent laughter of children have all fallen victim to a mysterious ailment. Their vitality stolen by an unseen force. Their skin, once kissed by the sun, now wears the sickly hue of illness. Their eyes clouded with the pain of an unknown affliction. The air is thick with acrid scent of medicinal herbs, as our healers, their brows furrow in concentration, tirelessly concoct remedies in a desperate attempt to stave off the encroaching darkness. In the heart of our village, the elders and revered shamans convene in solemn council, their voices heavy with concern. Ancient scrolls, their parchment yellowed with age, are unfurled, revealing forgotten rituals and whispered incantations. Their decisions are laced with urgency, a desperate search for a remedy that could mend the shattered health of our people. But the sinister turn of events take an even darker twist. A child, the embodiment of innocence, and a respected man, a symbol of strength, have vanished without a trace. Their disappearance echoes in the hollow spaces of our village, their absence palpable like a gaping wound in our midst. Every corner of our island is scoured, every stone turned, in a frantic search for clues. The forest, once a sanctuary, now feels menacing and unknown, its depths concealing secrets that elude our desperate grasp. Each night, we gather under the canopy of stars, whispering their names into the vast expanse of the night sky, praying for their safe return. But the heavens remain silent, their stars indifferent witness to our plight, leaving us to confront the chilling reality that something far more sinister than mere illness had befallen us. Next entry. The weather has grown even harsher. The white veil, as we had come to call it, descends from the sky in a relentless cascade, blanketed our once vibrant island in a suffocating shroud. Its touch is icy, seeping into our bones and freezing our breath in the air. The world outside had transformed into an alien landscape, where the familiar features of our homeland are obscured beneath layers of this strange, cold substance. Desperation grips our tribe, driving us to unfathomable lengths to stave off starvation. We have resorted to a terrible fate, forced by the cruel whims of nature to consume small portions of flesh from our own kind just to keep our emaciated bodies moving. The taste is metallic and bitter, a reminder of the desperation that has driven us to this unthinkable act. With each reluctant bite, a mix of revulsion and primal survival instincts churns within me, as if I am teetering on the precipice of sanity. As I chew the sinewy fibers and swallow the grisly mouthfuls, a strange sensation grips my insides. It's not just the gnawing pangs of hunger that subside, but something deeper. Something far more ominous. I could feel it in the pit of my stomach. A dark energy awakening. A hunger that goes beyond the physical need for sustenance. It's as if consuming the flesh of our own kind has unleashed a dormant force within us. Something ancient and malevolent that now stirs and demands to be fed. The guilt and horror of our actions intertwine with the insatiable cravings, creating a grotesque dance of despair and ravenous hunger that threatens to consume not just our bodies, but our very souls. The whispers of the shamans echo through our village, their hushed voices carrying the weight of the ancient knowledge. They speak of performing a healing ritual, a desperate attempt to mend the wounds that afflict our people, as well as the ceremony to stave off the relentless onslaught of the Bitter White Veil. Their eyes, once filled with wisdom, now hold a glimmer of desperation as they seek the permission of our chief. Our leader, the one who once guided us with unwavering strength, remains secluded inside his hut, his authority diminished by the dire circumstances that grip our island. The shaman's pleas for permission hang in the air unanswered, as if the very walls of the hut shield him from the desperate cries from our tribe. In the face of impending doom, the fate of our people rests in the hands of a leader whose silence spreads uncertainty, leaving us to wonder if the darkness that had descended upon us had also consumed his resolve. Next entry. After what felt like an eternity, our chief finally emerged from his hut, his form pale and gaunt, his eyes clouded with uncertainty but resolved nonetheless. I swear he seemed taller. With a hesitant nod, he granted us permission to commence the ritual, his voice barely above a whisper. The anticipation in the air was palpable as the shamans, adorned in sacred regalia, began to chant ancient incantations that seemed to carry the weight of generations. The effects of the healing were immediate and astonishing. A surge of vitality coursed through the veins of the afflicted, their haggard faces regaining color, and their labored breaths steadying. It was as if the spirits themselves had heard our cries and bestowed their benevolent touch upon us, filling our hearts with hope. Yet, amidst the newfound hope, a harsh sense of foreboding settled over the village. The air crackled with unsettling energy, as if the very elements around us sensed the impending danger. As the shamans intensified their chants, attempting to cast away the white veil, a sudden shift occurred. The atmosphere thickened, heavy with the malevolence that mirrored the cold, merciless nature of the veil itself. Then, in a moment of profound dread, the ritual backfired. The incantations, once melodious, turned discordant, their echoes carrying an aura of twisted power. Instead of dispersing the veil, the ritual seemed to empower it, doubling its strength with a chilling intensity. The very air seemed to freeze around us, and the once benign snowflakes turned into biting shards of ice. Our hopes, so briefly rekindled, were extinguished in an instant, replaced by an overwhelming sense of despair. The ritual meant to save us had inadvertently unleashed a greater, darker force, leaving us shrouded not only in the white veil, but also in an impenetrable blanket of fear and uncertainty. Next entry. The village has plunged deeper into chaos as two more souls vanished without a trace, their mysterious disappearances leaving the community in a state of profound fear and suspicion. Whispers of dread echo through the village, with the villagers accusing each other, wondering if the malevolent force had taken the form of one among them, lurking in their midst. The discovery sent shockwaves throughout the village, intensifying the paranoia that had already taken hold. The villagers gathered in hushed clusters, their eyes wide with fear, the voices lowered to anxious whispers. Accusations fly like arrows in the dark, each villager casting suspicious glances at their neighbors, wondering who among them could be responsible for such unspeakable terror. The once tight-knit community now stands on the precipice of complete disintegration, torn apart by fear, mistrust, and the looming presence of an unfathomable evil. Next entry. A profound sense of dread had overcome the village as one of our shamans experienced a terrible vision, so harrowing that it seemed to shatter his mind. Now he wanders the village, his eyes wide with terror, muttering incoherently about the looming disaster that awaits us. His words, fragmented and nonsensical, sketch a chilling portrait of our destiny, instilling in us a sinking feeling that our days are counted. Our chief, once a beacon of wisdom and strength, has transformed into a haunting reminder of the encroaching darkness. The villagers gather in small groups, their expressions etched with worry, sharing anxious glances as they contemplate the significance of the shaman's cryptic warnings. Adding to our growing unease, a grim of macabre discovery awaits us on the outskirts of our village. A buck's head, its eyes wide with eternal terror, was found impaled on a spike. How it came to be there remains a haunting mystery, a question that lingers in the air like an unsolved riddle. The sight of the lifeless creature, its presence a stark reminder of the malevolent forces at play, sent shivers down our spines. What chilled us to the bone was the sight of the same cryptic symbol etched into the spike with an eerie precision. The mark seemed to glow faintly in the fading light, exuding an otherworldly aura that sent ripples of fear through the hearts of those who dared to approach. Additionally, the buck's antlers had been ruthlessly removed, adding an unsettling element to this gruesome tableau. We all gathered around the chilling sight, our faces etched with horror and confusion. Whispers of dark omens and ancient curses spread like wildfire as the village became gripped by a new wave of terror. The unexplained presence of the buck's head, coupled with the strange symbol, left us feeling vulnerable and exposed, as if an unseen adversary was taunting us, reminding us of our helplessness in the face of an encroaching malevolence. Next entry. The unthinkable has become our reality. We found ourselves resorting to a desperate act of sacrifice, offering one of our own, an old man who had lived a long life, to a raging storm in a bid to appease the malevolence that haunts our village. We hoped that this grim offering would satisfy the insatiable hunger of the supernatural force that torments us. Yet, the storm rages on, unyielding, as if mocking our feeble attempts at appeasement. A large fire now burns furiously in the heart of our tabernacle, the sacred space where our community once found solace and connection with the spirits. Its flames dance wildly, casting flickering shadows on the faces of the townsfolk huddled around it. In the warm glow of the fire, we seek comfort in each other's presence, finding solace in the shared vulnerability of our situation. Amidst the gathering, our chief remains conspicuously absent, his silence hanging over the village like a heavy fog. The concern etched on each other's faces deepens with each passing moment of his seclusion. The unspoken fear that something terrible may have befallen him looms large, forcing us to contemplate the unthinkable. We may have to breach his hut, risking whatever dark secret may lie within to ensure his safety. In the face of such dire circumstances, we find ourselves teetering on the edge of desperation, our collective will tested by the malevolent forces that encircle us. The bond between us, once a source of strength, now served as a fragile lifeline, reminding us of the resilience that lies within our shared humanity. If we are to survive this nightmarish ordeal, it will require not only courage, but also the unwavering determination to confront the darkness. Even if it means confronting the very heart of our fears, our reclusive chief's ominous silence. Next entry. The village was struck with a chilling horror when the missing villagers, once lost to the unknown, were inexplicably returned to us. However, their return did not bring relief. Instead, it unleashed a new wave of terror that washed over our already fragile sanity. The sight that greeted us was beyond the realms of nightmare. The mutilated bodies of the returned villagers were laid upon our beds. Their lifeless forms arranged in grotesque tableaus of death. Each body bore the marks of unspeakable violence, their limbs contorted at unnatural angles, their faces frozen in expressions of unimaginable pain and fear. The brutality of their deaths was etched into every gory detail, leaving us with a stark reminder of the malevolent force's cruelty. The once familiar faces, now twisted by agony, haunted our every waking moment. The air in their homes hung heavy with the stench of death, a sickening reminder of the horrors that had transpired within those walls. Their families, who had clung to a desperate hope for their return, had now left the grapple of the nightmarish reality of their loved one's fate. The cries of grief and disbelief etched through the village, mixing with the anguished wails of mourning. Next entry. I have been tasked with investigating the chief's hut. The weight of this responsibility hangs heavily upon me, a burden I carry for the entire village. Amid our collective fear and desperation, the decision was made. The anticipation of what I might find inside the hut gnaws at my mind, yet there is a determination in my heart. With every step towards the chief's dwelling, the ominous aura surrounding it intensifies. I approach the door with a mix of dread and resolve, knowing that whatever secrets lie within, I must confront them with the sake of our community. There is a pervasive sense of hopelessness that pervades our every thought. It feels as though the very essence of hope had been drained from our souls, leaving behind a void that cannot be filled. The relentless onslaught of the white veil has intensified, its cold tendrils creeping deeper into our homes and hearts. We are left with grim choices. Starvation gnaws at our bellies, the freezing cold numbs our limbs, and the fear of being taken into the night by whatever malevolent force had claimed others looms over us like a specter. The future appears as a bleak, uncharted territory, shrouded in darkness and uncertainty. Each day dawns with the knowledge that it might be our last, and with every passing night, we wonder if the morning sun will ever grace our weary faces again. In this state of profound sadness, the village collectively mourns not just for those who had vanished, but for the very essence of hope that seemed to slip further away with each passing moment. The prevailing sense of despair has been further amplified by the now reclusive chief, a figure once revered and respected. His withdrawal from our community has cast a deep shadow over our village. Once he was someone to look up to, a beacon of guidance and strength. But now he hides away in his hut, his absence palpable in the echoing silence that surrounds his dwelling. His seclusion serves as a stark reminder of the dire straits we find ourselves in. The leader, once a symbol of hope and unity, now symbolizes our collective fear and uncertainty. The villagers, already teetering on the edge of despair, are left without the leadership they so desperately need in these trying times. The absence of his voice, once a source of reassurance, now hangs heavily in the air, leaving us adrift in the sea of hopelessness and confusion. Each passing day deepens the sense of abandonment. As the once vibrant village square, where the chief's wisdom was shared, now stands silent and empty. His reclusiveness mirrors our own isolation, amplifying the feeling that we are alone in this struggle. The village, once bound together by a shared sense of community, now finds itself adrift, the absence of our leader leaving a void that seems impossible to fill. Next entry. The door groans on its rusty hinges as it swung open, unleashing a wave of stale, rancid air that clawed at my throat. Entering the chief's hut felt like stepping into the bowels of an ancient crypt. The darkness within so thick and palpable that it seemed to press against my skin. The door slammed shut behind me with a deafening thud, sealing me off from the outside world and cocooning me in the oppressive stillness that rang with a disconcerting finality. A single feeble candle flickered in the corner, casting elongated shadows that danced menacingly across the walls. The air was thick with the suffocating scent of decay, mingling with the dampness that seemed to ooze from the very walls of the hut. I hesitated for a moment, my senses assaulted by the overwhelming atmosphere of dread that hung in the air before summoning the courage to press on. The entry room, dimly illuminated by the flickering candlelight, was a gallery of madness. Strange symbols and sigils covered every inch of the walls. Their intricate patterns seemed to writhe and pulsate as if alive. I reached out tentatively to touch one. My fingers recoiled as if scorched by an unseen fire. The air hummed with an unnatural energy, making the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end. Driven by a morbid fascination, I followed the noxious trail, my footsteps muffled by the thick layer of dust that coated the floor. The bedroom, once a place of peace, had been transformed into a nightmarish tableau. The walls were splattered with dried blood, the rusty stains forming grotesque patterns that seemed to shift and morph in the dim light. Severed limbs and disembodied organs were scattered haphazardly across the room, a gruesome mosaic of death. A distant, high-pitched cry echoed through the hut, the sound sending chills down my spine. Slowly I turned to see the figure emerge from the shadows, its skeletal form illuminated by the dark glow of the candle. Its stag's skull, adorned with a tangled crown of antlers, seemed to exude an aura of ancient but new malevolence. The eyeless sockets bore into me, and in that moment, I felt the weight of centuries of darkness and despair. The creature, its skeletal form crowned with a tangled mass of antlers, attempted to squeeze through the doorway, its movements awkward and disjointed. It let out a guttural snarl of frustration as its antlers scraped against the wooden frame, momentarily trapping it. Seizing the opportunity, I darted past the creature, the shrill of fear igniting every nerve in my body. The pursuit was relentless. The creature's gaunt silhouette loomed behind me as a specter of death. Adrenaline surged through my veins, urging my legs to carry me faster. The cacophony of my pounding heartbeat drowned out the sounds of the beast behind me as I sprinted, my breaths coming in ragged gasps. As I burst out of the door, the village unfurled before me, a hazy specter in the moonlight. I barely had time to utter a warning before the beast attempted to follow me. its immense antlers, akin to the nightmarish crown, snagged on the doorframe, halting its pursuit momentarily. The villagers, roused by the frenzied escape, glimpsed the creature's grotesque form in the doorway, its eyes ablaze with the unholy hunger. A frenzied battle ensued, a blur of frantic movements and desperate cries. Claws slashed against makeshift weapons, and the air crackled with the acrid scent of fear and violence. The villagers, driven by a primal instinct to defend their home, fought valiantly against this monstrous intruder. Each blow resonated with a primal fury, a collective defiance against the encroaching darkness that threatened to consume their sanctuary. In the chaos, the creature managed to break free. Its sinewy form slipped away like a shadow into the nearby hut. The villagers' cries of triumph turned to dismay as the creature vanished amongst the shadows, its haunting silhouette disappearing into the darkness of the hut. A chilling, mournful call echoed through the village, the sound reverberating through the very soul of every villager, a reminder of the malevolent force that lurked just beyond the safety of their homes. The horrifying truth unveiled itself in the aftermath of the chaos. Our revered chief, once a figure of respect and guidance, had been the orchestrator of the village's nightmares. He had succumbed to the monstrous madness, an insatiable hunger for human flesh that had twisted him into a malevolent creature. Within the confines of his hut, he had feasted upon the very people he had sworn to protect, his actions betraying the trust of the entire community. Next entry. The White Veil had finally relinquished its icy grip, leaving our village cloaked in an unfamiliar veil. There was a deceptive calmness that settled over the island. The veil, a strange phenomenon we had never encountered before, blanketed our surroundings, transforming the landscape into an eerie, untouched paradise. Yet beneath the pristine surface, an unsettling atmosphere lingered, as if the very land we stood upon held its breath, waiting for the next horror to unfold. It felt as though we had crossed a threshold into a new era, one tainted by the malevolence that had befallen our chief. The island, once a sanctuary, now harbored an unshakable sense of foreboding. Something sinister had taken root, something that whispered of ancient evils and untold nightmares. The very air seemed to hum with an otherworldly energy, as if the island itself had become a vessel for the dark forces that now lurked in the shadows.